Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu nahi ani tanaji snini duna thalathin bi ghayri iznihi illa li hajatin wa huwa ay yatahaddatha sirran bi haythu la yasma'huma wa fi ma'nahuma idha tahaddatha bi lisanin la yafhamuhu. The chapter on the prohibition of two people conversing secretly in the presence of a third person without his permission, unless due to some necessity. This also applies to two people speaking in a language which the third does not understand. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَىٰ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah Pak says, secret meetings are really from shaitan. Secret meetings, private meetings, which are not necessary and for the wrong reasons, these are actually from shaitan. Now look at the beauty of Islam and the beauty of our deen, that in a time when people would bury their daughters alive, when they would go on fighting and tribal fighting for generations, that one person is passing away, he's making wasiyah to his children, that this fight we got with this other clan, continue this fight, because we see this as now our pride and our heritage, that we must continue with this fight. And the people on the other side also, when the old people are passing away, they making wasiyah to their children, that continue with this fight. So there was that level of jahalat amongst them, that they would fight for petty things, for generations, and they would bury their daughters alive, they would make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif naked, so much of jahalat. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he taught them such refinement, such beautiful, such refinement, that don't only cause harm to the next person, whether it is physically, whether it is verbally. Here we are seeing that don't even cause emotional harm to your brother. Psychologically also don't cause any harm to him. Such refinement Islam brought, that forget only hurting him, but don't even hurt him psychologically. Don't disturb him also mentally. Just make him feel at ease, make him feel comfortable. This is your brother, go out of your way to make him feel comfortable. So here this ahadith are speaking about, that when there are two people and a third person happens to come, or if they happen to be three people there at that moment, then two people shouldn't speak with the exclusion of one. Why? Because if there are three people in that gathering and two people decide to speak out of the three, the third person will feel psychologically affected, he will feel disturbed, that what are these people speaking about privately, they don't trust me, therefore they feel the need to speak privately. Or the thought might come that maybe they want to harm me. In the old days they would travel, and when they would travel far distances, sometimes they would stay over in jungles, sometimes in deserted places. Now it's very, very dangerous. There's nobody else besides them there. If two people are having a secret conversation, the third person can feel very afraid that what are these people planning to do? Are they planning to kill me or steal from me or deceive me or something? So just to save the person from all those thoughts of being sad or being depressed or feeling that he is not trusted, all these thoughts, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when there are three people, then two people shouldn't have a private discussion. It should either be all three are included. Yes, if there is some need and they need to just take a few minutes away with the permission of the third person, then it is allowed. Tell him that we just got some private matter to speak, please just allow us, so because it's something that is urgent. So then in a situation like that it is allowed. But generally, three people are there and two people just to speak privately, that is not permissible, not allowed. And here from this ahadith also we find that this is discouraged in Islam, that even a person speaks in a different language. There are three people there, two people speak in a language that the third person doesn't understand. Maybe, for example, there are three people there and one person only understands Zulu, and these two people now they speak in Urdu or they speak in Arabic. Now the third person doesn't understand what these people are saying, he only understands Zulu. So although they are still speaking in front of him, but he's speaking in a language that he doesn't understand, it has the same effect. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا كانوا ثلاثة فلا يتناجى اثنان دون الثلاث دون الثالث متفق عليه. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when three people are together, two of them should not speak privately and exclude the third. ورواه مالك في المؤتى أن عبد الله بن دينار قال كنت أنا وابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عند دار خالد بن عقبة التي في السوق، فجاء رجل يريد أن يناجيه وليس مع ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أحد غيري، فدعا ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما رجلا آخر حتى كنا أربعة، فقال لي وللرجال الثالث الذي دعا: استأخرا شيئا، فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: لا يتناجى اثنان دون واحد. What a beautiful incident. Sahaba, we learned something from them. When they heard something from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they held on firmly, firmly, firmly. They didn't leave it at all. Look at this incident. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi has narrated in the Mu'atta, in his kitab, in his hadith kitab, known, famously known as Mu'atta Imam Malik. So rahmatullah alayhi, he explains that in his kitab, he quotes this incident, that Abdullah bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi said that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar and I were at the house of Khalid ibn Uqba, which was in the market. So there were two people in the house. Which were the two people? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Dinar and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar. There were two of them in a house, and that house was situated in one bazaar. Like how we get our souks and our bazaars, many times in the eastern countries you'll find that in the middle you get homes and all, like clutters in the gullies, etc. You'll get houses. So like that, he's explaining, he said that we were in the house of Khalid ibn Uqba, the two of us, who? Abdullah bin Dinar, rahmatullahi alayhi, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. We were in this house. Now whilst we were in this house, a man came wanting to speak to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar privately. So there was just two of us in this house, and one man came, he wanted to speak to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma privately, and I was the only other person present. I was the two of us, I was the only other person present, nobody else was in the house. This third person came to speak to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma privately. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu called another person so that we were four. So what he did when this person came to speak privately to him, he said, hold on. He called another person. He said, come here. So now we are four people, we are not three people. So he called the fourth person. Now when we are four, he then said to me and the person who he called, move back a little, because I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, two people should not speak privately and exclude the third. What this is teaching us, if there are more than three, if there are four, now there are two people that are not being spoken to, so these people don't feel bad because there are two, or there are more than two people that are not being spoken to, that is fine. So that is why Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he called the fourth person, and then he told, now two of you all step back, this person came to speak to me privately. Now look what ri'ayat, what consideration Sahaba had given. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, was a great Sahabi. That what consideration he gave to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although technically he could have asked this person, you know, just excuse us for a few minutes, that is also allowed. But because he wanted to act, and he would act like this, strictly on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't speak in private with the exclusion of the third, and that means I'm not going to speak. If it means me calling the fourth person, I'll call the fourth person there, but I won't go against the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One last hadith. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا كنتم ثلاثة فلا يتناجى اثنان دون الآخر حتى تختلطوا بالناس من أجل أن ذلك يحزنه. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said when you are three, two should not speak privately and exclude the other until you join with more people, because that might worry him. What this hadith is saying, that even if it means you delaying that conversation, wait till more people are there, wait till you meet with more people, then speak privately, so that you don't cause this person sadness, you don't cause any type of worry to him, that now he's feeling excluded from that conversation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing these things in our life. They may seem like simple things, but they have a great effect, and they greatly reflect upon a person's character. When a person has this type of refinement in him, that he's so concerned that I mustn't psychologically, mentally hurt the next person. You think this person will ever physically harm anybody? He'll ever do anybody down as far as money is concerned? He'll ever verbally abuse anybody? If a person is so careful of these things, so therefore we should aim for the highest. That we want to be and bring these akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, that we don't hurt anybody in any way, rather we keep on benefiting people. People must feel happy and feel comfortable to be with us, to hear what we have to say, and they must feel comfortable as far as trusting us is concerned. And this is what the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil